from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. It is official. George Latimer has defeated U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman of New York in a Democratic primary. That was the most expensive House primary ever, and a contest with national implications since it highlighted the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza. Latimer is the county executive in Westchester and had an incredible amount of support from Jewish leaders and pro-Israel groups that sought to unseat Bowman over his criticism of Israel. Bowman was seeking a third term, and he is the first member of the squad to lose their seat in the House, which could have consequences for other progressives across the country. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy announced today firearms are the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 19. Murthy stressed that the impact of this fact runs deeper than just the loss of life.
6 in 10 Americans are worried about a loved one being shot. Half of our kids are worried about a shooting in their school.
Murthy's office issued a first-of-its-kind advisory today, calling gun violence a public health crisis and urging for action to tackle it. What's actually going to stop the persistent trend of auto thefts and home break-ins? New Jersey officials say juveniles are a major part of the problem because they've got nothing to fear.
State Senator John Bramnick says for a long time the response to juvenile offenses has been rehabilitation.
Things have changed over the last decade, and now it's time to look at deterrence and punishment as well as rehabilitation.
There's strong debate over the type of consequences that should be handed down. The Office of the Public Defender says we have to consider that minors' brains are still developing, specifically the part that handles judgment and self-control.
Diversion can be more powerful than probation for low-level offenders.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And libraries in Burlington County are doing away with overdue fees.
The Burlington County Library System will forgive all fines for overdue books, movies, video games, tech on loan, and other materials starting July 1st. Going forward, the county's libraries will not charge for overdue materials, but the county will freeze accounts for cardholders who have not returned what they borrowed. Officials say the move promotes equity and removes a barrier for low-income households. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Finally, a former borough clerk was harassed and forced to resign for trying to take off from work every Tuesday to go to therapy, according to a new lawsuit. According to it, filed in Huntington County, former Flemington clerk Rebecca Newman was repeatedly harassed by the mayor, Marisa Caro. Newman says after her request to take off on Tuesdays for counsel failed, she faced levels of harassment that forced her to resign. A borough attorney says they dispute the allegations. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And what is the weather looking like? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy for tonight. Lows will be between 70 and 75. Tomorrow will be a hot and humid day with times of clouds and sunshine. It will be breezy with a heavy thunderstorm in spots later in the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 90s. Warm and sticky tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a few more thunderstorms around. Some of the storms will be strong and could contain damaging winds and hail. Lows 70 to 75. And the humidity drops on Thursday. It'll turn out partly to mostly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And we have got 79 degrees in Flemington, 77 degrees in Freehold, 79 degrees in Bensville. Fast traffic, instant weather.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.